tuned for the Allegos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. The Allegos Radio with Michael Nevradakis begins now. That was Imam Baldi kicking off this week's broadcast with a song from their new album titled Bougirizis. You're tuned to the Allegos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program which is heard worldwide on 16 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today on our broadcast, we will be featuring the music of the well-known Greek band Imam Baldi, as well as an interview with Lysandros Phalereas, one of the founding members of the band, as part of this week's edition of the Allegos interview series. In today's interview, listeners will talk about the band and its music, their latest album, which was released just a few months ago and which is titled Tria. He will also talk about the band's recent tours in Europe and in North America, their upcoming plans, and listeners also has a special announcement in store, which is of particular interest for our listeners in North America. This is an interview which you absolutely will want to stay tuned for, and after today's interview, we will continue our special feature on Imam Baldi with some more music from their latest album, and that will be followed up by our Commentary of the Week segment. Coming up right now, though, here on Diálogos Radio, is this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series and our interview with Lisandros Valireas of the Greek band Imam Baldi. The Diálogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Diálogos Radio. Joining us today on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series is Lisandros Valireas from the well-known Greek band Imam Baldi. And Lisandros, thank you, first of all, for joining us once again on our program.
Thank you.
To get us started, and for listeners who may have missed our first interview with you back in early 2013, share a few words with us about the band, how it got started, and a few words about the members.
Imam Baldi is a project based on remixing old Greek songs from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. We started out with my brother around 2005, and we released our first album in 2007. It was basically remixes from old Greek songs, plus a few instrumental tracks of our own. This was followed by another release in 2011 called the Imam Baldi Cookbook, and our latest album last July called Imam Baldi 3. The rest of the members are sax player Yanis, trumpet player Pericles, bouzouki player Alexis, guitar player Labis, our singer Rena, and our MC called MC Yinka.
And you yourself come from a family with a rich musical background, from what I understand. Share with us a few words about this.
Yes, our father and uncle, Grigoris and Tassos, used to own a record shop from the 1960s until the mid-1990s. It was called the Pop 11, and it was one of the first record shops that would import LPs and, in general, music from Europe and the US. And they also worked as producers for other artists, other Greek artists, and at some point they opened up a small record label, an independent record label, that was specialized on reissuing Rebetika and other styles of older Greek music.
We are on the air with Lisandros Valireas of the well-known Greek band Imam Baldi here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. And Lisandros, Imam Baldi has had a rather successful couple of years. You played at the South by Southwest Festival in 2013, and you recently wrapped up tours to Europe and to North America as well. What have these experiences been like for the band, and what was the reaction of the overseas audience like?
Touring is always great fun. It's also very tiring, but mostly fun. It's something also that, you know, we organize by ourselves mostly. We have agents that book the concerts, but the rest of the tour management, how we get around the cities, where we stay, flights, making sure that the equipment is there, this all we take care of on our own. It's always a challenge, and you learn a lot of things. You talk to a lot of people. You learn how to communicate with people from different cultures. And, you know, this is the organizational part. And there's also, the performance, which is always interesting to see which people react to which songs, because it's always different, you know. There are some songs that work great in one country and are a failure in another country. So you always have to reinvent yourself when you're playing in front of a different audience, because, you know, you have to imagine what they would like and try to find a way to communicate a music that is already maybe hard for them to understand, and communicate it in a way that, you know, make them have fun and get what it is about, and, you know, dance and be happy, because that's what music is all about. It's supposed to make you have fun or enjoy yourself in any way. So we don't stick to one plan because this is what we think is the best performance that we can do. We always change it and we adapt it to audiences. And all this experience, I think, makes you very, very much richer, and we are very, very lucky to be able to travel and play in front of so many different people.
Looking back, does any moment in particular stand out to you from the band's recent tours?
Well, one night we remember very fondly was in last April, played in Louisiana International Festival, which is in Lafayette. And apart from our festival shows, we decided that, you know, we wanted to join a jam session that was taking place every night in a local bar. American bands are very, very much used to doing that. Grab a guitar and they go out and play. But for us, given the instrumentation that we have and given the fact that we always play with also, you know, there are samples that people listen to and these are all pre-recorded and they come from computers. So this is technically all a bit complex. So usually for every show, we need to prepare a lot of time. A lot of time involved in making soundtrack and everything. So doing this sort of jumping into the scene and grabbing a guitar and drum set and playing is something that was very new to us. But we thought we might as well do it because everybody from the festival was there and all the musicians that we had met were also there. So we just did it, and it was very, very interesting to see that it actually, you know, you can actually also play like that and in front of an audience that has no idea, you know, because it's just a jam session, you know, there's a band playing after band after band, so everybody plays like two or three songs and then there's the next thing, so the audience has no idea what kind of band, you know, is gonna play. So it's a big surprise, and it's always a huge challenge to win the audience, you know, to make them interested. And it was very spontaneous and it went very, very nice. I mean, the audience went crazy. It was a great experience.
We're speaking with Lisandros Valireas of the Greek band Iman Baildi here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Lisandre, a lot of our listeners are probably curious about this. Your band basically samples lots of older classic Greek songs and combines them with new sounds. What inspires you to create a new song, and what is the process of putting together a new song like?
It's two different processes that have actually merged into one. So it's a bit complex. But when you sample a song in order to do a remix, you're inspired by, you know, usually from many different aspects of the song. It can be the instrumentation, it can be the lyrics, it can be the melody, it can be a very, very small orchestral, you know, passage that for some reason conveys something to you and you want to sample it, even if it's very, very short, and make something new out of it. So yeah, when you sample a song, you just begin by cutting up the song and picking parts that you like and that you think you can do something with. Then you glue them together in a different way, different to what was done in the original song. And then you start adding up your instrumentation, your melodic lines, your production techniques, everything. And then slowly this starts taking shape. And in the end, you go into the studio and produce it all in a proper way. So that's the process of sampling, more or less. And then there's the process of writing your own songs, which we have also started doing recently, because in the beginning it was mostly remixing that we did. And when, you know, when you write your own song, it's a lonely thing. You just get an idea at a random moment. You note it down and you start working on it. Then sooner or later you can see whether it's going to develop into a song or whether it's just an idea that will stay like that, and maybe later on you're gonna work with it. In any way, because we are so used to, you know, to the process of sampling, and which means that actually you take something that's already has one form and you change it into something else. Even when we write our own songs, we also use this method. I mean, we compose an idea, basic idea, and then we let it rest for a while. And after some time, it can be a month or two, we revisit it and we regard it as something that was written by somebody else. And we are there to change it into something new. So, you know, changing stuff is basically what we do. It's the way we work.
Is there an old musician or artist that is particularly inspiring for you?
I think that Manolis Hiotis, Vasilis Tsitsanis, also Yoros Abetas, and all the other, there's tens of other composers that we could mention. They're all a great inspiration for us. Also the vocalists, because they have a great part into the way that these songs were, you know, actually heard. Like Sofia Vembo, Mary Linda, and Ioanna Giragakopoulou. All these are great inspiration for us, and, you know, we never cease to be amazed by what these people did 40 or 50 years ago. And there's a lot of that that you can not only sample but also incorporate into your way of thinking and making them your own and then being part of your own music. It's a really, really nice process, revisiting all these great composers.
This is the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series, where we are on the air with Lisandros Valireas from the well-known Greek band Iman Baildi. Lisandra, Iman Baildi recently released its third album, which is titled Tria. Tell us a few words about this album and what we can expect to hear on it.
This album is a bit different from the others in the sense that we have incorporated more of our own playing as, you know, as instrument players. Both my brother and I, but also the other guys from the band. Because all these years we have played so much together that the live sound, the sound that, you know, we produce when playing live has its own identity right now. And we decided that, you know, now is a good moment to put that also, you know, on tape, as they say, you know, to see how it sounds in the studio. So this is one major difference. You will listen to a lot more of our own playing instead of, in contrast to sampling, that was like predominantly the two previous albums. There's three or four songs with our own singer, Elena Morphy, which is also something new because all of the songs in our previous albums were with sampled voices. And in terms of what the songs are, we have a couple of remixes from all Greek songs. One is Argos Vinis Moni from Vasilis Tsitsanis. The other one is called Choriomu Choriudakimu, which means My Little Village. And it's a song by Sofia Vebo, a 1940 song. I think these are the only two tracks that we have used a lot of sampling. The rest, there's a couple of songs that we have redone, and also by Manolis Hiotis. It's called Pou Girizis. This is a song that was composed in the 1960s, and we did a re-edit, which means that we didn't sample it, but we played all the original parts in a different way. And we actually, it was sung in the 1960s by Mary Lida, and we decided that it would be a great experience to see how it would sound if we recorded Mary Lida now. So we did that, and she's still amazing. And apart from that, we also have our own compositions in this album. A couple of songs called To Simioma, The Note, and Ipolis. And there is also an instrumental track of our own. It's called The Rider, which is kind of a Greek sounding, but also has something to do with spaghetti western and Ennio Morricone. It's a funny mixture, but we like it a lot. So a lot of sounds and a lot of our own playing, and it's a step for us.
And before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your support of the Dialogos Radio through your offering of a digital download of your new album as a gift for our listeners who make a donation to our fall fundraiser.
It's our pleasure.
Does the band have plans for any tours in the upcoming year, perhaps to areas such as Australia or South Africa, where our program is also heard and where there is a large Greek community?
Well, I don't have anything planned for Australia and South Africa for 2015. We will most probably be doing a few concerts in North America and possibly also South America next year. But in general, our plan is not to tour extensively throughout 2015 as we did in 2014, but to prepare more and try to be more present in the media and radios of all these countries that you mentioned in order to be able to organize a more extensive tour in 2016. So this is our plan, and also we are working on some songs that are a collaboration between our music and international vocalists, which is something that, you know, it's a project we've been long thinking of, and we're starting to realize now.
And I think this has something directly to do with a major announcement that you would like to make, and one that is of interest in particular to our listeners and to your fans in North America.
Yes, this project is actually going to be, you know, our first US release, which will happen around next April 2015, and it will include some of our existing songs, plus these collaborations that I mentioned, which are going to be with English and Spanish speaking artists, vocalists. And we've already started working on that, and the result is really, really interesting. It's a great crossover, I think, and we're happy to have this opportunity, so stay tuned. I can't say much more at the moment because it's on an early stage, but it's going to happen very soon, and I think it will be very interesting.
Lisandra, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series, and thank you very much for your support of our program as well.
Thank you very much, and I hope all goes well with your fantastic show.
Thank you. Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. Do you enjoy independent, non-commercial, non-profit radio programming which brings you the best in Greek music and culture, plus exclusive and hard-hitting interviews you won't hear anywhere else? If so, then Diálogos Radio needs your support. Contribute to our fundraiser and help us to continue bringing you more of the programming you love. And in return for your contribution, check out our special gifts, including DVDs, music, books, and much more, available in return for your donation. Visit our website, dialogosmedia.org, to learn more. Support a nonprofit and independent Greek voice. Support Diálogos Radio today. We just wrapped up this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio, and our interview with Lisandros Fadireas, the co-founder of the well-known Greek band Iman Baladi, who we are featuring today on our broadcast. The podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, where you can also find the podcasts of all of our other interviews, our on-demand programming, our articles and written work, listen to our online radio station, Diálogos Radio 24/7, and you can also make your donation to support Diálogos Radio, a non-profit, non-commercial volunteer on Greek Voice, as part of our fall fund drive. And in exchange for your donation, we have a number of wonderful gifts available to you, including digital downloads of Iman Baladi's latest album. Aside from our website, our podcasts are also available in the official Diálogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and for Google Chrome, and in iTunes, TuneIn.com, the Windows Marketplace, and Inobex Radio, WeCast, and Player FM apps. We'll continue our special feature on Iman Baladi now with some more of their music, and we'll be back in a few moments with our commentary of the week here on Diálogos Radio.
Να σ' αγαπήσω. Τώρα είναι αργά. τα πλούτια αυτά και τα καλά τι να τα κάνω. Εγώ αδέρφια μου φερόνι θα φωτώ. Λίγο τη μάρη να μυρίσω κι ας πεθάνω. Σε μια γνωστή κορφή να ανέβω κι ας χαθώ. Να ειδώ τα αδέρφια μου, να ειδώ τις αδερφές μου. Και μια αγάπη μου παλιά που ακόμα ζει. Να ξαναβρω τις παιδικές τις συντροφίες μου. Και να τα πούμε και να κλάψουμε μαζί. Χωριό μου, χωριουδάκι μου. Και πατρικό σπιτάκι μου. Στη σκέψη μου σας φεύγωνη χαμένα. Εδώ στα ξένα πέρα.
Yeah. Συγγνώμη σου ζητώ για όταν σ' αναγκάζω. Τα βάθη μου τα σκοτεινά σε σένα όταν αδειάζω. Στιγμές μονάχα σου αρκούν, είναι άδικο, είναι κρίμα.
Diálogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com.
Greek Media News, η ολοκαίνουργια εφαρμογή με όλα τα τελευταία νέα για τα ελληνικά μέσα ενημέρωσης, ειδήσεις για την τηλεόραση, το ραδιόφωνο, τη δημοσιογραφία, το διαδίκτυο, του celebrity και την showbiz. Κατεβάστε την εφαρμογή σήμερα δωρεάν από το Google Play Store για τις συσκευές Android και από το BlackBerry World για τις συσκευές BlackBerry.
We just wrapped up our special feature on Greek band Iman Baldi with three songs from the band's latest album titled Tria here on Diálogos Radio. The song that we just heard is titled Ipolis, and prior to that we heard Horiomu Horiudaki and Oso Me Malonis. And coming up now here on Diálogos Radio is our commentary of the week. Diálogos Radio's commentary of the week. Each week, Michael Nevradakis provides views and opinions on issues pertaining to Greece and to the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next, here on Diálogos Radio. This past Monday, November 17th, millions of Greeks commemorated the 41st anniversary of the uprising at the Athens Polytechnic Institute by students protesting against the military junta which had ruled Greece since April 21st, 1967. On the early morning of November 17th, 1973, tanks crushed the barricaded front gates of the Polytechnic Institute, quelling the uprising. In a violence which took place from November 14th of that year, when the uprising began, until the 17th, 24 people in total lost their lives. Though this uprising did not immediately end the rule of the military junta in Greece, it nevertheless serves as probably the most emblematic moment of the Greek resistance against the dictatorship. And just as we should not forget the uprising and the lives that were lost, we should also not forget that this is a dictatorship which was fully supported by the United States and by the CIA. The army colonels who launched the coup had received military training at West Point, American weapons were used as part of the coup, and the overthrow was based on a plan devised by NATO to ensure U.S. control of Greece. The leader of the coup, Stianos Patakos, had been on the payroll of the CIA as early as 1952, while the CIA is documented to have known about the plan to overthrow Greece's government at least 1 month beforehand. The 6th Fleet of the United States Marines, stationed in the Mediterranean Sea, did not send helicopters to crush this coup. A powerful secret police was established, which spied on citizens nationwide, the press was censored, many books and music and films were banned, and torture became commonplace, with prisoners being beaten, hung suspended from their wrists, raped, killed, or forced to endure mock executions. Tens of thousands of Greeks were internally exiled, relocated to remote or uninhabited islands. Foreshadowing today's situation in Greece under the oh-so-responsible and pro-European government which, every day, is saving crisis-stricken Greece, thousands more lost their jobs or had their pensions revoked. Foreign companies were permitted to operate in Greece free of taxation and with no requirement of being audited, while the profits of Greek shipping companies could be moved overseas without restriction. The U.S., after publicly slapping the military regime on the wrist and initially banning arms sales to Greece, quietly resumed arms sales a few months later. After the uprising of 1973, the dying regime of Patakos, George Papadopoulos, and nominal Prime Minister Spiros Marquezinis was overthrown from within, and the even more brutal Dimitrios Ioannidis took power. It was under his watch, but under United States and CIA orders, and with the help of Greek-American CIA agent Gust Avrakotos, a good friend of Greece's military regime, that a coup attempt was launched in Cyprus to overthrow the supposedly communist-sympathizing leader Archbishop Makarios. This aborted coup served as the pre-planned pretext for Turkish troops to invade Cyprus during the summer of 1974 in two waves, eventually taking over 38% of the island, which they continue to illegally occupy to this day. Ultimately, in Greece, one dictatorship was replaced with another, for what has been in power since 1974 is far from a democracy. It is a system of corruption and crony capitalism, a system where two parties, PASOK and New Democracy, have held power interchangeably, two parties whose leaders all came from the old political guard and whose allegiances are to their wallet and to their foreign paymasters who are keeping them in power to this day. It is a dictatorship masquerading as a democracy, which in recent years has driven the country into the economic abyss and which has not hesitated to use police violence and indeed even torture against its own population when they have dared to resist. It is a regime that unfortunately has been comprised by many of the same people which, back in 1973, were supposedly part of the student uprising. It should be no surprise then that in a recent televised appearance in Greece, Sofia Vultepsi, the Greek government spokesperson, listed April 21st, the day the military coup in Greece was launched in 1967, as a national date of commemoration. And it should be no surprise that for yet another year, the peaceful march which took place on November 17th commemorating the events of 41 years prior, devolved into violence. But just who was responsible for this violence, and for the violence at all such protests in recent years in Greece? We are told by the Greek and foreign media that it's the leftists and anarchists, those who supposedly wish to destroy the state, that are at fault. The video and photo evidence, however, widely available on sites like YouTube, shows the so-called anarchists and masked hoodlums mingling with members of Greece's riot police, with their masks on and often with clubs in hand. Instead of arresting them, the police are congregating with them, and together they've shown no hesitation in provoking protesters, beating up people at will, hurling tear gas canisters, and destroying businesses. In one video released this week, riot police are shown robbing a kiosk of water and food, and threatening the owner of the kiosk for complaining. It should be clear that these riot police, as well as the so-called provocateurs, are both working for the same forces and against the Greek citizenry. A few days ago, the hacker group Anonymous began to reveal the identities of members of the Ku Klux Klan in Missouri, in light of the racial controversy brewing in Ferguson after the shooting death of African-American teenager Michael Brown by police officer Darren Wilson. Months of unrest and police violence have followed. The revelations by Anonymous show many members of the KKK, who are also members of local police departments or ex-members of the military. One can only hope that such exposure soon awaits their violent, racist, criminal thug counterparts in Greece. Take the Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. TheAlogosMedia.org, our website which brings you the latest news from the Dialogos Radio, live streaming of the Dialogos Radio 24/7, podcasts, on-demand programming, and much more. Visit us today at TheAlogosMedia.org. That was the commentary of the week here on the Dialogos Radio, and we'll be back after some music with details about the major interview which we have scheduled for the upcoming edition of the Dialogos interview series.
πάλι το ταξίδι αρχινάει. Σε μερία γνωστά μεσεριανάει. Και πάλι το ταξίδι αρχινάει. Σε μερία γνωστά μεσεριανάει. Όταν ταξίδι και σταθμός θα έχουν γίνει